proclamation number 8589 dated the August 18th, 1963. Prayer for strength and grace. Pride. Humility. Be mindful of the fact that you can always request my blessing, for yourselves as well as for your fellow human beings and all souls in the spiritual kingdom. Your plea for a gift of grace is always an act of humility if you request it for yourselves, for you thereby acknowledge your weakness and in this weakness ask me to strengthen you. And a person feeling weak will always approach me with humility, and I bestow my grace upon the humble. And if you request grace for other people, for another human being or for souls in the beyond, then it is an act of selfless love, for you want to help those who are weak in spirit, you request strength for these equally weak souls and then, for the sake of your love, I can give them strength. But it is always a spiritual request that you ask of me, and truly, it will also always be granted to you. And you'll only ever ask me with a humble heart. You admit your weakness and know that strength and grace can only come from me, and thus you confess your imperfection and desire to become perfect by requesting my support. And if you now consider that you once deserted me because you deemed yourselves strong and didn't believe you needed me and my strength any longer, then you will also understand that you had voluntarily deprived yourselves of your perfection. But you are embodied on earth as a human being for the purpose of returning to me, and this return has to take place in reverse order to the apostasy from me. You had been arrogant and believed yourselves to have abundant strength. Now, however, you have to recognize and confess your weakness with profound humility by appealing to me for a gift of strength. Since you once turned away from me of your own free will, you have to appeal to me for grace, for a gift you don't deserve, which you had arrogantly thrown away yourselves. But believe me that I will very gladly grant such an appeal for strength and grace. For I myself want you to attain perfection and be able to join me again in order to receive blessings which only the unity with me can provide. Just your admission of unworthiness and weakness motivates me already to bestow a wealth of gifts upon you. Therefore you can ask me time and again for a gift of strength and grace. It is a spiritual request which I will grant without fail. For my happiness consists of constantly providing my living creations with the strength of my love to enable their progress and to come ever closer to me. For you won't be able to do so by yourselves as long as you are not exceptionally kind-hearted and thereby acquire strength for yourselves. But a prayer in spirit and in truth for a gift of grace and strength is an absolute guarantee for its receipt. For time and again I stress, I bestow my grace on the humble, for only a humble heart will ask me for it. And time and again I assure you that this request will be granted, since you, after all, thereby admit your wish to come close to me, and thus you already pass your test of will on earth, your voluntary turning towards me from whom you once turned away in arrogance and imperiousness. However, anyone who asks is neither arrogant nor imperious, as he submits himself to me, and due to his humility I can now also give to him abundantly, and truly, no one will go without if he approaches me with this plea, which I will very gladly listen to and also grant. Once this thought of requesting strength and grace from me comes alive in you, then you will also acknowledge me as your God and Creator who wants to be your Father. You are already in contact with me, which is always demonstrated by a heartfelt prayer, irrespective of what you ask for. But strength and grace are spiritual possessions which I will never withhold from a praying person, because they prove his humility, and I will always bestow my grace upon the humble, as I have promised. Amen.